Good morning. It is 7:46 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update from the Coffeyville Police Department. We have joining us in studio Mike Burrows and Jaron Watkins from Coffeyville Police Department. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, good to have you along here, and it is, you know, it's not officially summer yet, but it's pretty darn close.
It's pretty close.
So, we are in unofficial summer here, but with school out and everything, I know today you guys wanted to talk just a little bit about that. We have a lot of kids running around, those motorcycles out, so what should we be thinking about here as we get into unofficial summer?
Definitely pay close attention. You know, there's going to be kids running around everywhere. We want to keep the kids safe. So watch for the kids on their bikes, the little kids playing in the yards that might not pay as close attention, run out towards the street. Just pay extra attention when you're driving around.
Absolutely, because obviously, you know, it is it's one of those things where, yeah, bicycles are supposed to follow the traffic laws, but they're probably not always going to do that. So you've extra caution with that.
Especially the kids when they're out there, they're not thinking about the traffic laws. You know, we try to educate them whenever we see them so that they do know what they're supposed to do, but not every kid knows.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. And then we've even got some of these motorized scooters and those around that can go surprisingly fast.
Yes, we do. They're all over.
They sure are. It seems like just about everything's got a battery and a motor. Yes. Anymore. It's almost a rarity when you see a kid on like a regular bike. It's just a thing. So, no, that is a great reminder. And then we've got those ATVs and motorcycles out. And I know the city recently kind of changed the ordinance, I believe, on how late those ATVs can be out.
Yeah, they made it where they can ride them a little bit later at night. So it'll be getting dark with them still out on the streets. So granted, they have headlights, brake lights, taillights, all that stuff, but still pay a little bit more attention so that, you know, we don't have an accident with one of those.
No, absolutely. And then, of course, you know, the motorcycles, too. You know, there's just a lot more out this time of year, people going on trips and everything. And obviously, you know, that's no strange thing to see a motorcycle, but it is just definitely, you know, I always just try to give a little extra attention because they've got a little bit more going on than I do in a car.
Yeah, they're harder to see. You know, when they're moving around, they might be in your blind spot. Take a couple extra looks before you go ahead and change lanes or something like that. Just look twice, save a life.
Absolutely, we appreciate it. Always a good reminder here as we get into some of these warmer months. It is darker, it is lighter later too, so you know, folks out a little bit later. Mr. Jaron, you know, it's great to have you in studio too, and I know you kind of made some headlines here with your recent fight there in Tulsa. You know, kind of how did all that go? I mean, you've done this a couple times, right?
Yeah. As far as, you know, the process, the fight and everything, I have to give a lot to my coach, Robert Box. He kind of inspired me to start doing it, about 3 years ago when I saw him competing, and it's always been something that I've enjoyed. Just never really had an outlet to compete in an actual sanctioned event. It's just something that I think now is picking up for the town, and I'm hoping it becomes a regular thing for us. But yeah, it went great. No complaints. It was a huge turnout on the city's part. I was very overwhelmed. I think all of us were overwhelmed that we're actually a part of the fight camp. You know, as far as me and Corey's concerned, like, I know we weren't expecting to have the loudest crowd, in my opinion, at the BOK Center, but we did, and it was just pretty great to see that amount of support coming from small town Coffeyville. So,
well, and doing something, you know, like this fight, it seems like it's something out of the movies. You know, you just imagine. You know, what was the lead up to that? What was the training like? And you know, how did that actually, you know, pan out, your expectation versus reality there?
So, this fight camp was a lot harder. For me personally, just because I recently got shifted to night shift. So turns out it's really hard to run a fight camp and be a night shift cop at the same time. not complaining. Just it was a challenge compared to my first year. It was regular day shift. I was able to make an easier schedule, but it was a lot of, hey, can we meet at this time? Well, no, I can't make it at that time. Can you push it up an hour? And we ended up actually pulling it off as far as the training goes. Everyone was able to kind of just like, okay, we're just going to have to make it work. And I think the drive to do, the competitive, my personal competitive drive, it didn't really matter what I had to train. And I know Corey felt the same, and Rob just enjoys coaching us. And I do have to shout out Hayes Wilson. He stepped in kind of last minute to help with my striking, and I think that was a significant, it was a very positive thing for this competition this year, because this fight I felt a lot more comfortable in my striking. I think it showed in the fight as well. And so yeah, it was just kind of living on a prayer, really. But I'm super proud. I'm very, very proud. I do plan on doing it some more. Don't tell my wife. But it's just something that I'm really hoping that, like I said earlier, I want the town to really, it's an opportunity for us to show that, you know, just because you're a small town doesn't mean you can't make a big bang. So that's my goal with that event from here on out. I think we're doing a really good job. So far, we're definitely on a winning streak. I think we've only lost one, and we've been in the competition 4 or 5 times now. So we're doing pretty well.
Is this kind of like a more of a, like an annual thing, you think?
Yeah, so I mean, as far as, especially on my end, you know, I know a couple of my coaches would like to see me fight a couple times a year, but it's just, you know, I think for now Corey competing as well, I think for both of us, it's just one of those things where family life kind of comes first. And the truth is we don't get paid to do it. I know Corey does it because he really loves it, and I personally love just the competitive side of combat sports. You don't have to pay me for me to fight. It's just something I enjoy. But I also have to, you know, we have to take into account that, you know, I'm a cop first, but more importantly, I'm a father and a husband. And so those come first before, you know, me being able to get a little selfish and hop into a cage for a couple rounds and get beat up.
Well, I mean, it takes a special person that says, yeah, I'm going to sign up for that, you know, sort of thing. But for someone listening who's like, you know, I'm kind of interested in this, you know, what recommendations?
Yeah, you want to find some sort of a gym that has access to that avenue. There are certain gyms that they train martial arts, they train combat sports, but they don't really have any amateur or professional fighters, which means they don't have that, you know, they don't have that connection. You want to find someone that can get you hooked up with the right commissions, whether it's in Oklahoma, Kansas, whatever state you want to go to, and then just ask. It's a lot easier to get an amateur fight starting that process than people realize. But like you said, I think the word you meant to use was crazy. You have to be a little bit insane to want to do this just for fun. But if that's something you want to do, that would be where I start, because that's exactly what happened with me. I hooked up with Box. Thankfully, we obviously work really close together. But he was able to get me immediately into contact with the fight coordinator for Smoke and Guns, which is now turned into a huge organization. And so with something like that, you really have to know the right people, because they're very dedicated to choosing the people they think are going to actually represent and take the fight seriously. They don't want people going out there and just being boring and, you know, just falling over on each other. They want people that you see the commitment, you see that they actually took time to train, and they actually wanted to try and make something of it.
Well, that is fantastic. So, you know, I think it's just been a really neat thing for our community to rally around and show up there in Tulsa. So we just appreciate everything you're doing. I think it's just a great thing to kind of be a role model for our community.
Sure.
And just thanks for putting yourself out there.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, that is Jaron Watkins here joining us as we have an update from the Coffeyville Police Department. We also have Mike Burrows here in studio. And Mike, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about an event that's coming up here. It's several months, but the end of summer, kind of a thing to mark on our calendars here for National Night Out.
Yeah, that's going to be August 4th this year, Tuesday, August 4th. up at the Aquatic Center. It's going to be from 5 to 8. It's just a big community event. You know, we have different organizations in, within the city that will come up and set up booths and, you know, talk to people, give you information. It's a chance, you know, you can bring your kids up, have a free swim. Excuse me. We usually get the motorcycle riders. They'll come up and present the colors. Haley Bagwell comes up to sing the national anthem. But it's just a chance to get everyone out together in the community, you know, for a fun evening event.
It sure is. And having been there for the first time last year, I mean, it's an awesome event. Like, it was really, really great. One of the, I think maybe one of the most events that, you know, people may not have gone to before. I mean, it is just, if you've never been to National and Night Out, bring the kids out. I mean, it's a really, really top tier event. So I really encourage people to check it out.
We'll usually get roughly 500 people there for the event. So it's a big event.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. So again, mark your calendars there if you want to check out National Night Out. So gentlemen, anything else you'd like to bring to our attention here today?
I don't think so, not this time.
All right, well, we appreciate the time, and always good to catch up with the Coffeyville Police Department. We have much more coming up here on the Mighty 690.